boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B.
What's up, girl?
That's Taryn Daly. Over there, Sarah.
Oh, hey. Jamming.
And over here, looking at us like we're crazy, is lovely Kiana.
Hello, hello.
I was jamming, too.
You're jamming. Mm-hmm. You're just like,
she was subtly jamming.
Yeah, a subtle jammer. I love it.
You just can't tell, but subtle I was. Jam. It was internal.
I love it. Before we get into another edition of the broadcast. how could people get a hold of us?
So many options, really. Woo-hoo! We have our phone number, which is 253-271-9343. You can shoot us an email, thebroadcast999@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're now on Instagram.
Yep.
We've got all the sites, you guys.
We need lives. To the time.
We need lives.
I know. Help us, save us, like our stuff so we don't have to.
And we're on Tumblr and we have Snapchat.
No, we do not.
No, thank goodness.
Do you guys have these Snapchats?
I do, but I don't know how to use it.
I have it. I just, like, I'll go through phases where 3 days in a row I'll be very active, and then I won't be on it for, like, 3 weeks.
You're, like, snapping every 30 seconds. Oh, now I'm eating this, and now I'm looking at this wall, and now I'm looking
at
this.
Here's my dog, and here's my wine glass, and I'm drinking coffee. Like, all of that.
And here's my crooked nose.
God. Yeah, you
know,
I love this crooked nose.
I do.
It's so sexy.
I totally
I have
just
a crush
got,
on your nose.
I got drama piling into my phone as we speak.
Ooh.
By the way,
about
I'm not going to tell the names or anything.
Tell the names.
I can't because it's not even somebody
even
I really know.
More dramatic.
So I have a friend who is whose best friend is a gal who she's married to a guy who's Hispanic.
Hola.
And he speaks Spanish. And so she found Facebook messages because she was doing the Facebook stalking, which I don't think is cool.
She was. Now she can't translate, though, can she?
Like,
needs
they
someone
did
to
Google,
help.
Google Translate.
Google Translate is amazing.
But they're like, you can't always get the context because of slang and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend's like, can I give her your phone number so you can kind of translate? And I'm like, and I was busy yesterday. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, I don't care.
Oh, no.
And so now I'm getting like screenshots of like this dude texting this chick and she's sending him pictures
what
and stuff.
What does it say?
Well, like I'm gonna have to actually sit there because I don't know all the slang either. So, but like, it's one of those, like, I probably should have said no. And I don't like, because I don't really think people should be Facebook stalking, but I know they've had problems
but if you're doing
with
something
abuse.
Shady.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they've had like the emotional abuse or like she's tried to leave, like not so much that she can't leave, but it's like, I'm going to leave him. I'm going to break up with him. But it's so hard, you know, it's hard to be on my own. I don't want to be without somebody. It's like, okay.
Girl, you got issues.
You got a support system. You got this.
Yeah. That makes me want to listen to some Destiny's Child independent women.
Right. Well, it's the type of thing where it's like, I don't think snooping is needed at all. And if like anyone went through my stuff, I would be butthurt about it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I have something to hide and you find something that I shouldn't be doing, that trumps you snooping through my stuff way more.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I like to, I could leave my phone open for anyone to go through. Like, I have nothing to hide. And
you have no sexy pics?
I have a couple sexy pics.
I got a lot of D pics, but they're from listeners. They've been sending a lot lately.
But
they're not impressive.
You know, trust is the number one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that anyone can have my trust. Like, you can earn and have my trust. Anyone can. But it's when someone starts snooping through your stuff that you realize, like, that person doesn't trust you. And that's a problem, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, but also, if, like you said, if you're doing something on the side and something's going wrong, then shame on you in the first place. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
That's like, I was having this conversation because I had a couple of beverages this weekend and I was talking to a big old group of people and a lot of people I didn't know. And I started talking like, hey, look, I believe that humans aren't necessarily, I don't think we're meant to be biologically like monogamous. In our biology, we're not supposed to be monogamy. Like the whole idea of monogamy was something that was thrusted upon us. I do, however, respect monogamy. If two people say, agree, we're going to be monogamous, then I respect that. And I also think that you should respect your own relationship, too.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to cheat outside your given relationship, then that's bull crap. At the same time, if you are polyamorous, but you have rules within that relationship, like we can't do it at our house or whatever, and you break those rules, that's also not cool, bro. Like,
so on this note, but also totally diverting from the topic of humans, last night we were watching Nat Geo Wild. I know, nerd alert. Like, you know,
it's totally legal though.
We were watching Nat Geo last night. But Rams up like up in like the mountains, you know, wherever the hell it was.
The big old, the big
giant horns. And so they have like the men compete, you know, the males compete, and one of them is the like the champion or like the, you know, the winner.
Do they fight to the death or they just fight till whoever
they just
wins.
Fight till one of them gives up? I mean, sometimes it'll kill them, but like the impact, it was crazy watching what it does to these, because they would put it in slow-mo, and Brad and I were like, dang! It was crazy. But they literally have like a flock of ewes, and the women, the female, you know, rams or whatever you call it. I don't know what the girls are called. Does? I don't know. They basically have one guy that, like, he jumps all of them.
Ooh.
So he's the one that's, like, reproducing is that guy. And it's, you know, it's like you were saying, like, it's not natural to be monogamous, and, like, it's because we're freaking animals.
Like, the guy who wins gets the
guy
all
that
the
wins. Yes, but here's the other thing. The females are only have 2 days out of the entire year that they're, like, super fertile.
Oh.
And can get pregnant. So, and they know the smell. And you should see these males when they're smelling them. They're like, ah. Like, you can just see them, like, their lip is all curled up and their eyes are crazy.
Oh, my God.
They're like going crazy, like sniffing all these ladies. And, oh, I'm going to mount you and give you my seed.
So, do all the girls, are they kind of like synced up? So they all kind of go through the, like, are they all all of you lading essentially at the same time?
No.
Or is it different times?
Oh, it's different times. They're not like human chicks. I lived in a sorority. Those were some weird times.
I was going to say, because that freaking ram, if he's the one that's helping reproduce the entire, you know, herd.
That's impressive.
If everyone is synced up to the same day or the same 2 days, it's just a lot of humping.
Well, these guys, I mean, watching them battle was like nuts. But then also the fact that there was like a group of like 50 females, then this guy's going to, you know, bone them all.
It's crazy. I was like,
damn. And there's only one guy that wins.
Yeah, there's only one guy that wins. And like the other ones, I'm sure like they can get away with, you know, mating with these ewes, but it was the main guy that wins. It's like, that's his group of ladies. Like, he rules them.
So I was reading something, and I mean, it's the internet. I can only take it with a grain of salt, but it was talking about rams and how usually it's the ones with, like, the big, big horns that are the most impressive and, like, oh, yeah, I'm the big dog. But when the horns get bigger and bigger, depending on the way they grow, they'll start growing into its skull and kill them.
Ah!
And so then it's like, and then you're stuck with Mr. McDerpy. Like, my horns are just okay. You're stuck with me now.
Oh,
I just thought that was funny. It's like, hey, Mr. Cool Guy killed himself, baby. Basically, because how big and awesome his horns were. Now you're stuck with me because I'm second best.
Well, they're also insane because they, like, the mountains that they live on are like straight up and down, they'll be battling on like a cliff.
Will they go tumbling?
Yes. So a lot of times when they're fighting, one of them will fall and fall to its death. But then also even like watching them, like when they fall and catch their balance, it's like, it's crazy. It's like, how did you not just like break a leg or something like that? I mean, they're so ridiculously strong. So yeah, this is my fun, crazy Sunday night.
Wow. I love it. That is amazing. That is like, what is that? Relationship goals, #relationship goals.
Well, the thing is, like, we never watch that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we watched Game of Thrones last night. You know, we watched.
Oh, don't say anything. I haven't seen it.
Not going to. But like, somehow we ended up on Nat Geo Wild, and it was like, wow, man, this is trippy.
Dude, I love
these animals are crazy.
I did hear that last night's Game of Thrones was ridiculous.
It was pretty good.
After this podcast, I'm going.
So you,
to watch
you
it.
Do yeah. know if you have, if for those that have HBO, you can watch the East Coast broadcast of it. So you can watch it at 6 p.m.
I watch it because my dad has HBO, so I use my tablet and watch HBO Go from my tablet.
But you have to wait till the next day.
I usually wait till the next day. I haven't tried because it airs. I don't know. I'll have to check the East Coast feed, see if that's on HBO Go at that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm usually in bed by then anyways.
Yeah, we had a recording at 6 o'clock, and we watched it at, like, 7, in bed by 9. It was
that's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But
old people. Old people in bed by 9. Old people in morning show people.
I passed out at 6:30.
Good for you. Got to get that beauty rest, you know? It's good for you, ladies.
It is working.
It is totally working.
Have you seen me this morning?
Well, you've also
had
have
you seen
credit.
My aftermath of still glitter that's on my chest?
You're
that
a little
I did
shiny
not
today.
Even know until Steve was like, is this the new, like, fad?
Is glitter a thing?
Is it back?
Is it back? We at the strip club last night. What happened?
You know, I've heard that they say that glitter is the herpes of arts and crafts.
That's what I told her. I was like, isn't that like strippers, stripper herpes? Or art, like crafts herpes or
you
something.
Just can't get
I was like, I've never
just
heard
keeps
of
coming
that,
back.
Dude. And it's all over everywhere.
Oh, yeah, no.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that stuff's
in all the nooks and crannies.
All the nooks and crannies.
So I don't know how heavy glitter, like how heavy you go with glitter, but at Summer Meltdown Festival every summer, glitter is like a big part of the entire weekend.
The whole festival.
So when I got home, I literally just threw all of my Meltdown stuff into the washer, and then when I put it into the dryer and I cleaned out the dryer vent. put it in there, ran the whole thing, and then the next time I cleaned out the dryer vent, it was covered in glitter. Like glitter
the
everywhere.
Trap is covered.
So you just couldn't get rid of it. It was everywhere.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Get off your
awesome.
Clothes? See, I wish like I could throw myself in a dryer.
It's so hard to get rid of. It doesn't matter how much you exfoliate.
The shit. Yeah.
It just sticks to you.
Yeah, and it just
try
it sticks to you, but then it gets on your clothes.
I feel like
on your
I know you got some all on your face. You see one on your eye.
What happened? What happened this weekend that was
I went to a Kesha themed birthday.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So hello. She's all about the glitter.
Yeah. Okay. That like has made me think. Like I heard somebody, like even with Facebook drama, somebody mentioned, oh, I had a Rocky Horror Picture Show themed birthday. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've never had a themed birthday that wasn't like a children's birthday in my like.
They're so fun. I mean,
but,
what?
Like,
a few, a
what
month
theme
ago?
Would you guys do? Like, well, or what's some themed ones you've been to?
Well, a month ago, I went to the wig one. That was super fun because you got to have your whole different character, make up a name for yourself. Just no one even really knew who you were kind of thing. You were like, and I loved it because it's like you can go to some place and then like you will never see them again. And if you do, they probably won't even recognize
there you.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then I went to a Kesha themed one. That was fun because I love me some Kesha. And really,
me
it's
too.
Just an excuse to completely mix match, not wear anything that goes together. And I'm all
glitter.
About that. And
yeah.
Yeah,
lots
I think
of
I got a
lots
little
of glitter.
Too.
Lots
got,
of glitter.
Got,
tablespoons of glitter.
Like, actually, like, we dumped it.
Oh, oh no. That's probably why it's stuck right in there, embedded in your pores.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we did, in college, there was always a lot of themed parties, but one of my favorite ones of all time was high socks and wine box.
What?
So everybody wears tall socks, and you just drink, like, crap wine
out of the wine
box.
Box.
And that, if you've ever
that was, like, Sarah's...
Do you, like...
That's my... Like, I'm totally excited about the socks.
Yes, right?
Do
I
you
love
strap
socks.
It to yourself somehow?
Some people taped them to the ceiling, so they were, like, hanging down.
Oh my
so you
God.
Could just go around and like
chug
put it in your mouth.
Why have you ever told me about
you need like a hose or something
yeah so you can or
hose.
Yeah you can hang it from like a bungee
hook?
Cord or something
okay,
like
yeah.
that yeah totally
mm.
and then you can go around and just drink from the bladder just suckle
Can you imagine if that like fell though?
Oh.
You probably got to
like
do
5 liters of wine. Be like a wine bath.
All right, well, do white wine.
There we go.
Stain the carpet.
That is high socks and wine.
High
box.
Socks and wine box. It was so much fun. There's also ABC anything but clothes.
Yes, I like that. Where you have to make an outfit
ooh,
with anything,
like a,
not
like a toga.
So like some garbage bags and duct tape. There was one girl that made her whole outfit out of duct tape, which was really cool.
There's
electrical tape is a lot of fun.
I was gonna say like I heard. Like electrical tape, like you can make some sexy dresses out of electrical tape.
You don't just stick it to your body though, do you?
Yeah, well,
oh, that
I mean,
seems
you
so
can,
painful.
But cutting out of it is really
like
is,
electrical tape isn't too bad though. If it was duct tape, I feel like that would suck.
That would
electrical
hurt.
Tape's a little softer,
like a bunch of band aids ripping off.
Ooh,
there you go, whole outfit, just do little band aids over your nipples and do like the big ones over your crotch. There you go,
got it.
Get your waxing done.
Try to get them. Oh my god. Full body.
How'd you know I have nipple hair?
just a guess.
I think I saw this on the internet. I think we talked about it once on the podcast. The party I really want to do sometime is I can't believe this is in my closet party.
Oh, where you just got like the most embarrassing thing you own or
either
the weirdest
embarrassed
thing?
Or weirdest. Like one guy was dressed as Tweety Bird. Like I saw the picture and it was like, I think it was Big Bird or Tweety Bird or something. Someone had like a Pokemon shirt and like a weird skirt. I'm like, okay, like calm down, girl.
Oh my God.
Like, I feel like with my group of friends, I feel we have a lot of crazy crap. So I feel like I have to make it very, for people to really participate, I have to do prizes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll do voting. Like at the end of the day, whoever gets the most votes wins the
totally.
Prize, which is like a bottle of wine or booze or something.
Booze is always a great prize.
Yes. Yeah. But I kind of want to do that. Or like, I want to do a
you
theme
should.
Birthday for my
you
birthday
totally
this year,
should.
I think. Because I always just do karaoke and get drunk, which is fun. It's always fun, but.
Well, we should like,
do a
add
theme
that
and
in
go
it
out.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
in.
Like,
I'm in
that.
I mean, if you're like going out in a theme. I don't know if the ABC.
No.
No.
They're like, no, sorry, you can't come into this.
But this is
bar.
An ABC party.
Don't discriminate.
Well, like, I mean, I maybe know some people that we can maybe still get in. Or, like, the rickshaw is probably one of my favorite places to go karaoke.
Oh,
yeah.
It is like a dirty hole in the wall where hopes and dreams go to die, and I love it.
And they also serve up some mean chow mein, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, those French fries, especially after a couple drinks, are amazing. And they know how to make drinks.
And it's an Asian
they
place.
Know how to make drinks.
I know, but those fries, like my friend ordered some, I'm like, are you really getting fries right now? And I had them. I'm like, okay, nope, yep, this is happening. They just kept eating her fries.
In the dome.
But if you had to pick, like, for your next birthday, because Sarah, you'll go all out for your birthday, like, themes. Do a theme. Like, if you had to pick a theme. Because I know my cousin, Sarah and I went to my cousin's murder mystery party.
Ooh.
And it was prom themed murder mystery party. That was a lot of fun. And my character was the whore.
Oh, that's so
awesome. I was, like, flirting with everyone.
So you go and then they give you a character and you have to act like that? Oh, my God. That's fun.
Yeah.
So I had to... She told me of it beforehand, so that helped me pick my dress because I was going to go with like a cutesy dress. So I got a shorter dress. But I'm flirting with the dudes, and there's one guy who's like rubbing my arm too. I'm like, oh God, oh God. I'm like, does he know that I'm just, this is my character? And then I realize, oh wait, he's gay. He was, oh. I was just like, oh, this is her boyfriend's gay brother. Okay, cool.
I loved him. He was,
he was a lot of fun. But I'm just like, when I first got there, I'm like, because I'm just like rubbing arm. I'm trying to be really cool. And even when girls would come up, they're like, hey, that's my boyfriend. Like, even like half kidding, half in character. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, it's okay, sweetie. I have enough for you too. Like, I turn it back on them. I'm like, I'm flirting with everyone. I'm not doing this because I'm wanting to.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Necessarily, but that was a fun theme.
That was, yeah.
I don't know. I like the idea of you just doing wigs or something, Sarah. Like, you need to keep doing wigs. I love you in wigs.
Wigs, yeah. Well, that purple one that you wore.
I loved that
one. Gorgeous.
Yeah, you look really cute in that.
Thank you.
You should go to Vegas and you should wear it.
Oh my God. I would, dude, if I go to Vegas, I would totally bring my wig. Well, now, like, a bunch of my friends are really into it. Yeah. Like, we went out Saturday for the Kesha thing. One of my girls was like, I think I'm going to wear my wig. Like, it's.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of like. It's awesome, but then it's kind of like, that's weird. You're just going to wear a wig? Okay.
It's like, it's not Comic-Con or anything, but it's like, imagine, it's like dyeing your hair and doing something crazy with your hair without the commitment.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I think I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's very true.
I like it. Or maybe we might as well just start shaving our heads and buy like nice wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Two different hair. No, could you imagine my big ass head bald? I've like thought of that. Like, I have a huge head and I'm pretty sure it's like, kind of lumpy.
Mine is
like,
for sure.
It's all like lumpy. Got dents and stuff. And
I'm
like,
I know. I've always
can you imagine?
I've always wondered about that. Like, I wonder what if you took it all down. You know, what does my actual like scalp look like?
It.
You know?
It's so my god.
So we have friends.
I have a feeling I have a lumpy head.
Well, we have friends who are makeup artists. Sage is actually has like experience in makeup art and stuff like that. We could have them have her do bald.
A bald
caps.
Party? Oh my God! Can we do a bald party?
A bald
That's the theme.
Party.
We're all going out bald party.
Yeah, like everyone has to wear a bald cap. But then, I feel like, what would we wear? I feel like you have to wear something ridiculous underneath. Like, would you wear like a fancy dress?
Or
would
we dressed up like,
or like pajamas? Or I don't know,
or like a nude suit.
Ooh, that would be.
Oh God, that'd be weird.
So they're just like totally naked.
Fine.
No, I mean like I'm just saying like it'd be weird. I'm like, that's a tight suit, man.
Or like you know like those people how they have like skin colored outfits.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like a skin colored swimsuit.
It's like
or
just
something.
A nude, completely nude.
It's just like,
have you ever seen those pictures on the internet of when someone's wearing like nude leggings and it looks like they're naked from the waist down? Mm-hmm. It's so creepy.
And it's so weird. It's so weird.
It's like, oh my God, is that her? No, those are pants.
Oh, and then you're like, why would you wear that?
My favorite, if you want to talk about nude suits, there's one that's like, you put it on and it looks like you have muscles.
Oh, yes.
So there's a guy who wears it and then he puts on like a really realistic baby mask. And the baby mask is like,
my God.
Like crying.
No.
So it's like, argh. And then he starts like dancing. So they put, I think, techno music. Like, and it's like this really muscular dude and a baby head crying. And it is the creepiest thing in the planet. But you can find it. Just, you know, search muscle dude baby head. You'll find it.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I don't know if you want to find it, but you'll find it.
So we might show it to you later.
We should do a bald party.
That would be
that
really
actually
funny.
Really.
Can you imagine the stairs?
I feel like we'd have, if we did that, I feel like we'd have to do it for like breast cancer or something. Or like,
well, I also feel like the guys that work here would just love to come because they already are bald. Like half the people
they'd have to shave their legs.
Yeah,
or have like a bald cap for their legs. It's just easier to shave your legs, fellas.
Yeah, Ryan gets mad at me sometimes because I'll be like, oh my God, my hair is so snarly, and he's like, I don't want to hear about your hair problems. All right, I don't have none.
Then you can't talk about your beard ever
because your beard is glorious. He really does have a pretty glorious beard.
Yeah,
except
does.
For sometimes when I'm in there, I find his beard hairs that have been like left behind on the keyboard.
But those are coarse looking, aren't they? Are they coarse?
Yeah, but he puts like oil in it, I think, or something like that. I think Brad uses. I know a lot of the guys here use. Ted uses like a wax or something, so it keeps them pretty nice.
It makes them
but
soft.
You definitely know it is. It's a Ryan beard. Castle,
but I mean,
because it smells like bulldogs and whiskey.
Ooh, yummy!
Not that I smell his.
Yeah, so weird.
You sit like next to him.
That's one single strand.
Oh my God,
lovely.
Castle beard.
All right, going back to the original. Topic of like just dating faux pas or like the whole drama stuff going on. I do have an article or a list from cracked.com, which it made me think about it. Like, it is weird. We're living in a new age. We're living with internet. We're living with just constant communication and everything. And it's 4 annoying steps added to breakups in the past few years. Like, these were steps. Like, we all go through the breakup steps. You go through the I'm crying, the hey, I don't want to talk. Like, you might still be talking to him, then you're not talking to him anymore. To, you know, eating your feelings, to, you know, all this stuff. But now we have all these extra steps because we are on social media and all this stuff. And the first one is number four, fancy up the Facebook page. So the guy who wrote the article, his name is Mo Mandel. He wrote, after I was done, I instinctively went to clear my history when it occurred to me that I no longer had to do that. I no longer had. OK, basically talks about like how it's kind of nice. He doesn't have to check, you know, clear his porn history. Although now he does have to go into Facebook and, you know, make it look pretty good. So, you know, I've been taking pictures of myself with an arm around any attractive girl I could find, throwing them up on my timeline. Or, you know.
What? To make the chick jealous?
Yeah. So she, you know, if she was looking at his Facebook page, you know, hey.
Do people not have a lot of time on their hands?
I guess.
Well, but also, here's like, the other thing for that.
I may or may not have done that before.
But let's say on the flip side that now you're single and looking to mingle. Like, yes, you're trying to make this broad jealous, but you're also single. If some girl comes and creeps on your Facebook page and sees you with a girl in every picture, yeah. She's going to be like, ew, I don't want to date that guy. He looks like a player.
But have you ever, like, I've done, okay, so this was years ago, and it was like very passive aggressive. No.
A while back last week.
Well, my ex and I had a lot of mutual friends, and so one of them was like, could you do my makeup for a show? Like, because he was in a band. Could you do my makeup for a show? And I'm like, there is a very big chance my ex is going to be here. And like, luckily I showed up and I saw him leaving. So I'm like, sweet. I don't even have to talk
in the
to
clear.
Him.
But let's get real. You did your makeup and hair real nice. Oh, yeah. You wore something real good.
I went from a baby shower there and changed in the car. Yes. I actually did. This was, years ago. Because it was, my nephew is a couple years old now. And I went to the backstage and did their makeup for him and stuff. We only had time to do one guy's makeup. So, and he did like all zombied out. And of course, I took a picture and posted it on Facebook, even though I'm pretty sure we blocked each other. But then they shared it and stuff.
So it
was going to be on his page. So he's like, oh, she was there, too. And, you know, she did this. So I'm like, these are my friends, too.
Yeah.
And they were probably more your friends first. But now, since we've broken up, they're more my friends now. They love me more. Kind of a thing. And like, that was like, I mean, looking back, it probably wasn't the healthiest mentality. It wasn't, because I was using that as a way to get revenge or vengeance or to make my presence known. But I shouldn't have wasted my time doing that.
But you felt pretty good.
In the moment, it felt pretty good. Looking back, I'm like, you wasted time. Why'd you do that?
I mean, we're all girls, honestly. Like, anytime my ex-boyfriend, like, gets a new girlfriend or something, even though I could care less and am not interested in being in a relationship with the person, I'm still like, let me check this
out. I gotta see
out.
What she looks like.
Let me see. Oh, you actually kind of cute. Shoot. Yeah.
I hate that. Don't you hate that? I'm like, I wish you weren't cute.
And then I, like, ask my friends, what do you think about this chick? Say she's ugly. Say I'm prettier. Just say I'm prettier.
I did that once where I had a friend. She asked me, she's like, oh my God, you should see the girl this guy's dating now. She's not even that cute. And she only had like two pictures because the girl's profile is pretty blocked. And she was pissing me off. So I'm like, she's not that unattractive. She's cute. But I only did that because she was hooking up with him.
Well, was she actually cute?
Yeah, she was actually not bad.
Well, then, I mean, yeah. I but mean, like, if you actually think she's cute. Like,
but like, but you can just see her face. She was not happy with that response.
Oh, damn it.
But she was a dude she was just hooking up with. She didn't even care about. But the fact that she didn't have the option to hook up with him anymore. I'm like, but you have other people you're seeing. Calm down.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I'm like, it's okay. It's okay to, like, you don't have to bash her. If you were in love with him and you were just banging each other.
She probably felt the feels more than she thought.
Yeah, as I was going to say. So, it seems like a little something more in there.
I think it's a power thing. Like, oh, I have all these guys that like me.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Have you guys ever heard of the artist Grace Potter? She used to be Grace Potter in the Nocturnals. I was Grace Potter.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
I would try to sing a song that she does, but I can't reach that range. But she has this one song called I Wish I Never Met Your Girl. And it's all about, like, I wish I never met your girl because I really like her. So it's all about, like, you met the new girl and God damn it, she's really nice.
Yeah, she's so cool. Yeah.
I love hearing stories when, like, your ex, like, if they do have a pretty new girlfriend or whatever, it's like, and then you hear from other people, oh, no, she's a big bitch. Yes.
Yeah,
at least I'm nice on the inside. He'll figure it out eventually, and he's going to get hurt. So have fun with that, buddy.
I'm like, I'm kind of a bitch, so shoot.
Number three on the list that's added to another annoying step added to breakups in the past couple years is getting your own Netflix account.
Oh,
because usually, like, one person has a Netflix account, whether you're living with each other or not, you know, you're logged in. They log into their own Netflix account at your house or vice versa, and then the password changes.
Oh, yeah.
And I love what this guy was saying. He's like, it's going to happen. That sad night will come. You'll climb into your air mattress because despite having moved into your own place 2 months ago, you still haven't gotten it together enough to buy a bed. You'll log on to Netflix to watch your nightly show because despite having moved into your own place, you still haven't found anyone to have sex with you. And Netflix will say, password denied. It happened. Your ex has finally changed their password. The ultimate technological, it's definitely effing over. this happened to me, my first reaction was shock. I couldn't believe I'd come to this. I kept re-entering the password over and over, thinking I'd made a mistake, but no, she'd done it. She's taken our dog, our apartment, and now she's even taken Anthony Bourdain. I thought that was really funny.
So a similar thing is kind of currently going on with a friend of mine. She and her ex live in the same complex, mm-hmm. and they've both lived there for like 5 years. I mean, they've been broken up for a substantial amount of time, but she still has his Wi-Fi password, so she doesn't even pay for her own Wi-Fi. She still uses his Wi-Fi.
That's like, funny. Does he know?
No, he doesn't know.
Oh,
that's amazing. It's like the greatest thing ever.
Well, I guess he wouldn't pay for anything less, would he?
I don't know.
No, it just slows it down. Yeah, that's the only thing. She's using a lot of Wi-Fi, then yes.
Like, damn, there's some activity going on in this apartment.
Number two is give in, sign up for Tinder. Yeah.
like it happened.
Yeah. Damn, like, I'm trying to meet dudes in real life because screw online dating. And then, all right, fine. Let's try it. And then number one is get drunk and monitor your ex's social media accounts. So how we said earlier, it's like you got to spruce up your Facebook page with like pictures of hot chicks or dudes, or I'm having so much fun. Do you remember that activity that you always wanted to try with me, but now I'm doing it without you? Hey, you know, make them kind of jealous. And that sort of junk. Now they're probably doing the same thing, and now you're going to look at it and you're going to make yourself cry because you're drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And probably text them something.
I gave you the best years of my life.
You changed the Netflix account, you bitch.
Hey.
Sad face emojis.
But I had a conversation with a gal, like a bartender, not too long ago, and she's done the online dating, and I asked her, what's like some of the most unattractive things you've seen on online dating? I know Kiana's done online dating. Mm-hmm. You guys haven't, but you're on social media a lot.
Well, when Match.com was like first kind of really taking off, my girlfriend Laura, she had a profile, and she would like let me screen it, and I'd be like, nope, not this guy. And so I was kind of like her filter. I wouldn't even let her look at guys until I had given the approval. Because there's like a douche meter for sure.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty good at mm-hmm. sniffing out a douche. So,
like, what was something like douchey? You like an example, just like the way they dress, the way they behave,
just even the way that they like explain their interests, where you know it's BS, it just sounds so doctored up. Like, that's not like, really how you are.
Or when they send a message, you're like, this is such a vague message mm-hmm. that they probably copied and pasted it to every single girl.
Yeah, so say the same thing, that mass messaging. Almost.
Well, and just even like, you know, pictures of like. Really trying to show off your mm-hmm. muscles and stuff like that. Like and I know that's an attraction thing. Yeah. Like women do like muscles, but you don't have to have all of your pictures be of like you flexing for Christ's sake. Well, yes, or, like come on.
Or all your pictures shouldn't be of you hiking. Like that's
that's everyone what I thought was so funny.
Online dating, hiking.
Is because, so I looked at Vicky's Tinder. We were like playing that game. We're like, help me out or whatever. Yes, and so I would think someone's so cute, and she would too. And then she would like swipe, and he'd be hiking. And to me, like, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And he's like, I don't hike, okay? I don't want to go on a mountain.
I can do it every now and then because I like it, because I consider it like a nice activity every now and then. There's people that do it every week, and that's not my life. Yeah. I'm too busy for that. However, if you're doing a hiking, like, I can't see your face. A lot of people like to take mm-hmm. pictures of them, like, that are artsy.
Scenery.
And I'm like, okay, I can't see your face, and you hike all the time. Like,
yeah, I would probably say
I don't know what you look like, and you want to take me out in the woods.
Exactly.
What if they have an animal, like a dog or a cat in their picture?
Oh.
What does that make you think?
Oh.
See, because I'm not an animal person mm-hmm. like the rest of you. Everyone has the ability to have like, oh, this is my puppy, my pet. And like, I don't have that emotional connection to an animal, which is kind of a bummer. I wish I could.
We'll get you an iguana or something.
Like, I've tried. I've had ferrets. I thought I could do it with ferrets. Apparently, I could not. I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm okay.
But is that a red flag for you? Like, if some guy's, like, in his picture with a dog,
like, it doesn't bother me. And, like, when I was with animals, for example, if I go to your house and your dog is jumping around and his normal spot is the couch, it's his house. Mm-hmm. It's not my house. The dog can sit wherever the hell it wants. If it's jumping on me, I'll be like, dude, bro, get off. But, like, I respect if you have an animal. But if it says in their profile, hey, my dog is my world, my cat... I saw one dude row. It's like, I probably like my cat better than I'll like you or something. Like, trying to be funny.
Gosh.
And I'm just like, nope.
Gone.
No. Yeah.
But
so,
yeah.
So I have to tell you a stupid thing. This is me just being a, like the least cool person in this room. I posted a picture of the Space Needle the other night from our deck, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Looking good, Seattle. If you were on Tinder, I'd swipe." And then I had to Google. I had to Google it because I didn't know. I'm like, "Wait, is it left or right? Which one means good?" Yeah. I didn't know.
I was impressed you knew. I mean, yes. I still don't even know.
I had to Google it, and I was like, "Okay, swipe right, swipe right. All right, all right, I'm good."
I like that post.
But I was kind of excited that I was like, oh, "You sound so hip to the time."
I'm such a hip old lady.
My thing would probably be if, like, the guy was cute and stuff, and then if there was pictures of him, like, hunting and, like, holding, like, a deer head.
There's quite a few of those here.
That's so just... Well, hell.
And
no.
you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a vegetarian, and that still doesn't do it for me.
She's a vegetarian who eats chicken now. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but even if there was, like, some guy holding a chicken, I'd be like, I don't... This is no.
I don't need to see. I like to
fishing?
Eat the food. I don't like
fishing.
Hell no! Like
no
a big
picture?
Ass fish. Like that.
Or how about a bunch of little
gut?
Ones?
I'm all for that. Yeah,
I can gut a fish, girl. I'll teach you how to clean a fish.
Oh no, I don't want to learn.
So easy.
But like, what a picture of a like. So Kiana wouldn't mind.
I like fishing.
I think a fish is fine. But if someone has like a bloody moose rack on their picture, like that's not going to do it.
No, no, no.
I've seen. Yeah, I don't.
Or like the taxidermy or whatever.
Yeah, I just think that's kind of in. You know, I don't want to say it's in poor taste because I respect people that hunt for meat and that's how they like feed their families and stuff. Like, I'm fine with that. But I don't need to see a picture of the animal like killed in your profile picture. I just think that's a little much. Yeah. And I'm from Stanwood. Like, trust me, my news feed in Facebook has plenty of dead animals. I just don't like it.
Yeah. And like, I have an aunt who lives on a farm and they raise animals for their meat and they use every part of it. But they do have the taxidermy, like bull head. Like, and I mean, I don't think they just killed the bull to kill the bull. They think it died.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't like I wouldn't want to live with a dude who wanted a freaking dead animal's head mounted somewhere. It's just not my vibe. I don't care if you do all the things.
Hi guys.
Hey. Hi, Sage. You should talk right into the microphone if you're gonna say hi.
Hi.
So sexy.
Ooh. Sage, are you
okay? Do you have a quick
question for you?
Yeah, what's that?
What is the most unattractive thing you can see on like a dating profile? So we're talking about like Sarah was saying she wouldn't like a person with like holding up like a deer head or something, or
and I wouldn't like someone showing off their muscles and stuff in every picture.
I really hate white sunglasses.
White sunglasses, like white rim or
what?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just the white ones.
Like a backwards hat and white sunglasses is total douchebag.
Oh, I'm with you 100%.
Sexy.
No, I'm with Sage on that. That's
I think it's so fine.
That's like you're from Lake Stevens. Like that's like all the guys I grew up with. It's like them driving like or pictures of your car. Like if you have one picture of you with your car, but if you have solo
pictures of
your car
and your rims and stuff, that,
I'm just like I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Unless the girl's really into cars and stuff. Like if you rebuilt like a 1930 car, whatever, from scratch and you want to show that off, that's cool.
But if you keep lifting your truck and you look like a total turd, like move
or like
on.
Your little Honda Civic, I don't care.
My ex like totally. He totally had a picture of his Challenger.
Who did?
My ex.
Oh,
on his Tinder.
Well, Challengers are nice though, aren't they?
It's nice.
Yeah. But was it an old one or a new one?
New.
Oh.
Yeah. Did he have the white sunglasses?
It was an old one, maybe.
No.
No white sunglasses.
No white sunglasses.
That's all right, funny.
Girls.
You gotta go work?
Yes.
All right, go back to work.
Love y'all.
Bye,
broadcast.
Raging with Sage.
So I did talk to my bartender friend, Jess, and she gave me a few of them. And one of them, like, I thought of, if you have a middle finger up in your as one of your profile pictures, unless it's, like, I will give a pass if, like, for example, you're hanging out with Ozzy Osbourne and he flips off the camera, you flip off the camera. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're just sitting there with your white sunglasses and your backwards hat.
With your car or truck.
Just doing two middle fingers because you think it looks so cool.
Yeah.
I immediately think you're white trash.
Yeah.
Or just trash in general.
Yeah, don't put your finger up in your profile picture. We gotta make a list, man.
Yes.
Like, what not to do if you're trying to online date.
Yeah, for real.
Especially like your tongue sticking out. Like,
we're here to help you guys. Oh, like, we are gonna get you some hot dates on Tinder.
On the Tind.
On the Tind.
On the Tind. Yeah, abbreviating it now. That reminds me of when I don't know how to say this. When you do the peace sign and put it near your list.
So you're Ryan Castle just saw Taryn do it.
Yes, thumbs up for Ryan Castle. Sandcastle loves that little thing.
I remember that used to be like the, so cool. The phase. Like,
yeah,
every
I remember
picture,
that. Yeah.
Like, that was, you know, the little peace sign that the
you do a peace
Asians
sign.
Used to do, but then it like then it switched to like now my peace sign's going to my mouth and I'm sticking out my tongue. Like,
yeah, the
so
dirty
it looks like I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Do you remember back? Okay, I'm a little bit older
yeah,
than
that's
you
very
two,
trashy,
but
yeah.
You're kind of
I'm
we're
the same
in the
age,
same.
Yep.
Do you remember when like suck it was a big
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah.
I remember what everyone would do.
Oh, yeah, they cross their arms and they go.
Thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, that was like such a thing when I was in high school, and I was just like, "You guys are
why?
Such See, morons."
The one I still thing- do that at the club, so don't touch too much.
That's just a dance move, Sarah.
What?
No, my favorite move, and it's very unclassy. Like, I can't really hate on these people too much because one of my favorite unclassy moves that I do all the time is the like the Yahtzee. Let's just call it Yahtzee.
Oh yeah,
and mm-hmm. like. Yahtzee surprise! Hey, Yahtzee surprise! That's okay. You guys at home, you kind of figured it out, right?
Yahtzee
surprise! And then
roll
up the
dice.
Let go of the dice all over this person.
That's how you like explain it to your mom. No, mom, that's called the Yahtzee. It's not what you think it is.
I'm just
it's totally
Yahtzee.
What you think it is.
But I do that all the time when something's like annoying me, or when like someone's talking and they're annoying, and I'll look at someone else. I'll just be like,
mm-hmm.
like,
or if you're annoying me. Or if, like, I think my roommate, when he starts talking about something or someone's saying something I don't care about, I'll just stare at them and just Yahtzee surprise.
Even though that's so oh, I guess because you're doing it towards... Because I was like, usually this is such a pleasurable thing, you know? So why is it, like...
Because you're
all alone. I guess you're doing it all over.
You're doing it all
yeah.
by yourself.
Space.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
And nobody likes that surprise.
I do.
I know a few people that
I do.
But I think I have... I wrote a few other ones in my phone. Or like the middle finger. If you only have one picture on your profile, nope. Unless it's yeah. a like, because I'm gonna think you're not real.
Well, the other thing that I really don't like, and it's to be honest, it's all the jerks on Facebook, the ones that come on to like our station page and talk smack and are terrible and say like use the C word and stuff, and we have to block them and whatnot. You go to their profile, and their cover photo is no humans, and their profile picture is nothing human.
Or if they have
multiple cartoons and stuff, and they won't show their face. I'm like
you're probably 50.
You're a moron.
I feel like you're probably old because you don't have any pictures of you. You don't know how to use a cell phone or a digital camera, so you don't have any pictures or how to use a scanner. So you
well, if you're trying to keep
you're
your
probably
life,
not attractive.
If you're trying to keep your life private or something, like, I totally understand it. But if you
but don't
are,
be
if you don't
on
want
stations,
exactly, well, if you're
anything,
but I think a lot of people that are trolls don't want to be identified.
True. Yeah,
so I think the trolls are number one, the people that are going to have no like face in any of
that. Yeah, so they don't think they're attractive, so they feel like they kind of hate, they resent the world. Because I've met people like that, that like they don't consider themselves attractive, so they don't post pictures on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But then they, because of their own insecurities, feel the need to bash other people, whether on their looks or their whatever. Like on our cases, our voices, our personalities.
Woo, I've been getting a lot of those lately.
Yeah.
Really? You've been getting what lately?
A
the
lot
voice
of the,
ones or personality?
The voice ones.
Oh. I love the way you responded to one, though.
My personality's flawless, girl. No, one guy said something about, I need to go away, and it sounds like I could kill terrorists with my voice or something. And I was like, it was one of those mornings where I'm like, I already hate everyone. Ugh. And so I'm like, this guy. And so in this room with Joey and Nick and stuff, I was like, I need to respond, but I don't know what to say. So I just said, like, thank you for your sweet comments. I will for sure take them to heart or something. Uh-huh. Something just so like, whatever.
Well, I remember one time somebody texted in like that to me, and he was like, I just want you to know that I listen to KISW all day long until you take the airwaves. And then I have to turn it because your voice is the worst thing I've ever heard or something like that. And I was like, hey, man, that's cool. If you want to, like, hate on my hair color or something, like, I can change that. But this is the only voice I have. I was born with it. So unless you have a suggestion of a way I can, like, switch it out, back the F off. Like, I was so mad. I was really mad. Because it's my voice, you know? I can't.
And did you reply to that?
Oh, of course not. Yeah, I think when it's all the time when you they think
somebody.
No one's going to read it, or they think no one's going to see it. And then when you come back, a lot of times you'll get like the, oh, I'm so sorry, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this guy never responded.
I know. We had one of those, on Twitter recently, too. Not too long ago. He's now blocked.
Oh, yeah.
But
he that was the one that told Ryan he wanted to show him his MMA moves.
Oh, yeah. I remember
like,
that, dude.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That
oh
is now
God.
A threat. We're allowed to block you. another one that I find really annoying is when they only have pictures of with friends. So I'm like, which one are you? So I have to go through and try to figure out which one it is.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. That gets annoying real quick.
And like I don't have any pictures of me with friends or like going to do stuff. I want to do a picture of like, hey, this is what I like to do. So I posted a picture on my Tinder of me with my makeup, like my creepy scary makeup, because that's like a hobby.
Yeah.
And I'm also, because I'm a weirdo, so I figure like, you know,
are you guys ones that look for like, if you just have selfies, that's not cool. Like, I need to see like what you all look like.
And I have a picture like a full body one, so I'll be like, this is what I got. Sorry.
But like, do you do that with guys too?
Like, not really, because you can kind of tell already. But like, a lot of dudes feel like they have to write how tall they are on their profile, because that's what a lot of girls like. They really like the tall dudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it's funny because like women are, I think a lot of women are picky about height. I've never been picky about height. But like my girlfriend Jamie would always not date a guy because he wasn't tall enough. He's not tall enough. Until now she's dating this guy that she's been with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's the shortest guy she's ever dated. He's not super tall, but he's like the nicest guy, and he makes her happy. And I'm so glad that she finally expanded her horizons.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when you automatically nope this entire group of people because of one thing. You
and
could be missing out.
They can't change at all. Like,
you could be missing out on like your freaking soulmate, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So be open-minded.
Yes. That reminds me of it was a chick posted on Twitter, and she looked like she was a heavier girl. And she put like it was a selfie of her where she's like biting her lip like, oh, like, And it said, her caption was, when his height starts with 5 foot. And so some guy comments, and then like that picture of her tweet and his reply went viral.
Oh no.
Like it went ever, like I've seen it so many times.
What did
he reply? Yeah. It's like, when her weight starts with 200.
Oh.
Hashtag double standard. He hashtagged that. I'm like, and then she like tweeted back. I've seen like since then like the reply, and she's like, thanks for ruining my life. Like, cause she put her on blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, you kind of did do a double standard.
That's double standard,
Well, so. I remember there was you had posted the videos from the rock roll party on Friday night, which were amazing. And I was monitoring that like a mother hen. Because I'm like, if someone talks about one of my girls,
I actually was watching you.
I'm gonna go to battle.
Because
there was one girl that put a female posted like, ooh, that girl looks like she's on a budget or something like that. And I was like, and so I commented, I'm like, nothing wrong with being a babe on a budget. I am straight up wearing all Target right now, and my shoes I bought them on Groupon. Like,
hell yeah,
there's nothing wrong with being on a budget.
I think they're referring because they thought one of the girls was wearing like duct tape or electrical tape, but it wasn't. It was actual
like a sleeve thing.
Like it was a thing. Like it was a really cool pentagram looking kind of.
I want one. Like I would wear that at Pain in the Grass or something.
No,
they're just so sexy.
This.
But I actually know a few websites we can go get some really cool stuff like that.
Adornments.
That's in the strappy thing, like wearing the arm, the boob strappies and the leg strappies. I don't know. I don't know what they're called.
They
but they
all
look awesome.
Rocked it out.
But they all
they did rock it out, and everybody was actually pretty nice. I mean the only thing that I really saw was people like, oh, they take more clothes off.
It's like,
like they are not strippers, they're rock girls.
Keep hoping, buddy.
I mean, they were pretty showing some skin.
Yeah, I saw a lot of booty rocking everywhere.
Hey.
So here's some other stuff from my bartender friend. She says pictures that are far away of them, pictures from the neck up.
What?
Yeah, if they only have pictures of the neck up.
Oh, just like only pictures like that?
Yeah, only pictures of the neck up. Like which is frustrating because like when you don't know what their style is. Like, I want to see if you have tattoos, or if you don't have tattoos, or if you like to dress nice, or if you're a casual dresser. What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wear Velcro shoes. Like, I would like to know that.
Yeah, Crocs. You wear Crocs and you're not a gardener or a chef.
I'm sorry,
not be talking.
You know I have Crocs.
But you're like
a farm lady.
You're
chickens and stuff.
And you should never wear them.
I don't wear them. Well, there was one time I accidentally left the house. I drove all the way here and I wore them to work on it was when I was working Saturdays, thank God. But I was like, oh, these are so. And it was like I had put a whole outfit together but forgot to take my Crocs off.
And then missed the Crocs.
So I had a cute outfit with hideous Crocs.
You just walk around
barefoot. But they're so comfortable, you guys. I can't even begin to express.
But they're so ugly.
They're not attractive, that's for sure.
Talking in the third person, it's like, well, Rory here likes to go out hiking and enjoys fitness.
I feel like that's something I would say. Like,
Rory is 6'3" and works at Microsoft.
Sarah would love to meet you someday. Winky face. Like, I would totally. And I would write winky face. Like,
Jesus, Sarah.
Winky face emoji. Is emoticon
emoji
a thing? What is an emoticon? Is that the same thing?
Oh, the same thing.
Oh, I didn't even know that. See, you all fancy.
Ooh.
With the real word.
Oh, my God.
And the other one is like when they insinuate how important their job is. Like, and then she said, everyone works at Amazon. You're not that cool. Like, that's her words.
Yeah, I don't like when they just tell you all about everything on their
website. What are you supposed to talk about on a first date, you know?
Yeah, that's why I don't like to read your job, your friends, your pet, where you live. Like, I already know you. Like,
that is the stuff that you would get on a first date. And it's, you know, it kind of takes away the fun of the first date.
But I feel like, but then, like, at the same time, then you're just judging on pictures. You kind of need to know, like, is this somebody I could vibe with? Like, oh, you like pets or fitness is a big part of your life. Like, fitness is cool and all, but that's not a big part of my life. So I don't know if I want to, like, jump into something where we're different.
You can still vibe with someone who has none really of the same. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've been in those relationships and I'm just...
Yeah. I kind of like it when they put it out there a little bit. So I kind of know it's like, okay, like if they were into fitness or hiking, it's like, I don't like hiking. I don't like camping. So it's kind of nice when they put it out
there. But then it's like if you meet a stranger in real life at the grocery store and it's like, yeah, do you want to go to dinner tomorrow? Totally. Like, you don't know if they are like really into fitness or hiking or whatever.
Yeah, but then after that first date, after you talk to them, like,
then that's when you cut it off. Then.
Yeah, so you also can see them. It's like, hey, you get a first impression, like, are they wearing hiking shoes? Or if you're at the grocery store, oh, are they buying like 6 pounds of granola? Like...
Or are they buying candy?
Yeah, I'm like,
that
would
be my guy.
Right, exactly. You're buying a 6-pack of beer and some chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, you're my guy. You're my bro.
Lucky Charms.
Hell yeah, girl.
But it's just like stuff like that. Like when I see on profiles, I'm like,
And now I'm like trying to think if I made a profile, like what people would judge.
You should
me
just
on.
Get a Tinder and just do it and see what happens.
No, because then I'm gonna like commit to dates that I'm gonna flake out on.
Don't
and I
talk
hate
to anybody.
There's no point in having it then. I'd be like, swipe left, we matched. Too bad I'm not gonna respond to you.
Well, you should write in your profile, like, say I'm not going to respond to anybody. This is a test. They might think it's a cute little way. Like maybe if she responds to me, I'll feel special. Because there's this one guy who wrote something on his profile, and the only reason I said right swiped, because I was fascinated. He wrote something is like, I'm not really here to date. I'm here because I met a girl a long time ago, and I don't know how to like find her, and I don't know her information.
Oh, I love this!
But he's like, if I swiped right on you, it's because I was either really curious or it was an accident. And so I swiped right on him, and it matched. And so, like, but then he's been talking to me, like, so when are we hanging out, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I think that was just a line.
He's a tricky.
I already fell in love with him when you said that. He got me. Now I feel, like, stupid.
I feel like
a dumb female.
I would have swiped right. I hope you find her. He's like, yeah, well, anyways, help. Tell me about you. Oh, wait, no, you're the love of my life.
Changed my mind. Just like that.
The girl was you that I was looking for.
I have a bunch of dudes that'll like message and say stuff like, oh, when are we getting married? Like that's their that's an opening line or the first couple lines they bring up. Like, okay. Like what would I say,
what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, I think one of them said like, because he saw that I like playing soccer.
Like what?
So he said he was going on about, you know, like, oh, you know, you and I should do something about the Sounders. We should get together, get married and like do something to help figure out the Sounders' current situation. And he wrote this big, I'm like, look, buddy. I'm not going to date you if you don't have a plan. I'm not going to marry you if you don't have a plan on how we're going to be fixing the Sounders. yeah, so it's like, so buddy. I'm like, how are we doing this? It's like, and he's like, well, naturally, if we're going to be procreative, then we need to get down to business ASAP. So we'll have to agree that pregnancy before marriage is acceptable for the good of the future of this program. Then once we hash out the details of actually raising 2 or 3 solid midfielders, preferably at least 1 center mid, as the Sounders are really lacking the strength and the diffusion from the middle.
Are you serious?
And let's be real, obviously, we're on Tinder, so we're both geniuses. We're definitely both geniuses. We can handle anything. It'll be up to you to sustain a healthy stretch of back-to-back pregnancies with my most gracious support, of course. I figure if we do really well, we can expect our soccer-dominant children to be ninja-like soccer phenoms by 15 and banking us millions by 17. Boom. Wedding, children, family, activities, and retirement. That's a plan, darling. Haha, I know what you're thinking, and you don't have to say it. I love you, too.
That's actually pretty damn funny.
But I didn't know how to reply, so I haven't replied yet.
I would just write LOL.
Yeah, be that douche.
Oh, when did he send that?
Like last week.
That's really funny, though.
I thought that was
really... That took a lot of thought.
And he's a wordsmith. He's good with words, which I think is sexy.
Yeah.
Being good with words is sexy.
Not if you used one of the first words you used. And I was like, that's too much.
Swipe left, undo, or I don't know how it
I'm
works.
Like, sorry, this Wait, is too wordy.
So I have a Tinder question for you, Tinder
Some
ladies.
And
so kinda, so when you... When if someone swipes right on you, do you know right away that they swiped right?
No. So if, like, let's say they haven't looked at your pro, or if I'm looking and I swipe right on somebody, they aren't notified unless they've already swiped right on me.
Oh, so it'll only match you if you've both swiped right. Yeah. So there's no way of knowing if someone, I mean, the only way you wouldn't know is if they didn't pop up in your phone.
Yeah.
Then you know that that person probably
didn't swipe or hasn't looked at it yet.
Does that ever hurt your feelings?
No, because I don't remember. There's so many people you're going through. How can you possibly remember every single one?
Well, and you don't know if they've seen you yet.
Why? Yeah. See, I don't know how many there are. I don't know. Do you get matched with, like, people you know very often?
Well, like, you'll, because it's, like, based on area. So I have screenshot of people I know. There's, like, somebody I matched with, or not matched with, but I've, like, come across it. Because it's basically, think of, like, a big stack of playing cards.
Yeah.
And the playing cards tell you the person's, like, pictures and they're a little bit of information and stuff. You can decide, do I want to put it in this pile or that pile? And it's just a constant stack that's never ending.
Oh, my God.
The only time it's ever, like, it will end is if you just keep swiping right to everyone. Because a lot of guys will do that. They'll, like, just say yes to everyone and see what hits. Because they just want to bang somebody.
That was so funny. But I don't know who it was, but I don't know if it was Matt or someone. They were in Vegas. And, like, they posted a video and it was, like, Tinder game strong. And literally just swiping every chick, like, this fast. Like, super fast, like, to the right.
Oh, my
God. So you think, like, oh, my God, they matched me, too. And yet it could easily have been some dude just being like, oh, you're a chick. Okay, go.
There was, like, this artsy piece somebody made. It's, it's a little rod that spins. But it was attached to it was, like, an actual piece of meat. Looked like a piece of steak. And they put the phone down, and so when it spins, it flips the piece of steak over, so it swipes right every time. So it's kind of like a
piece of meat?
Yeah, a piece of meat, you know, swiping.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I thought that was clever, like, those representation of our society today. But
that is amazing.
I thought it was very entertaining. But so I love reading some of the profiles, and I'll screenshot them and save them. And specifically, there's one that pissed me off, and I'll read that one last.
Okay.
But this guy, writes, sup girl, I'm just trying to dodge thotties. Everyone knows what a thot is?
Nope, no.
That hoe over there.
THOT.
Okay. What does that even mean?
That hoe over there.
I know, but like,
if you get called thot, it's not a good thing.
Oh, it's
so
bad.
It's like that hoe over there. Basically saying that. Trying to dodge thotties and find a genuine honeybee that enjoys home cooked meals, appreciates my four pack progress, and doesn't mind my love for Korean barbecue and sleeping in, possibly in that order. And you're now entering a drama-free, no-kid zone. Good vibes only. Shh. Bad word. But it's just like, you said no drama, good vibes only, and you're talking about thought. Like, I don't know. I feel like that would be counterintuitive.
Yeah.
That you're kind of judgy there, buddy.
He doesn't want no hoes. I get it.
He knows what he wants.
And I don't want no scrubs.
But I don't want no
What is with me and Destiny's Child today?
Right?
God. I love it. It's Destiny's Child and TLC.
Sesame's Child.
Destiny's Child.
So I know.
Earlier.
I did find one of our bros at work here, though, in a different department.
That's.
Yeah.
Ah!
I'll bleep it just in case. So we will call now.
Somebody that works in the other side of the building who is young and tall.
And wild and free.
I guess free because he's on Tinder. who, let's just say, he might live with someone we know.
Let's just say, hypothetically.
Maybe.
Hypothetically.
But I hate it. Okay, so I also apparently screenshot. If you don't reply to me and I send you something I think is really funny, I just unmatch you. Because you can unmatch somebody anytime.
So you can, like, take back your swipe?
Yeah.
Ah.
But then
that is so terrible.
But he never replied.
Wait, I have a question.
Does it
keep a bank of, like, these are your swipe rights that you haven't heard from yet? Or
no,
like,
well, technically.
These are the ones that unswiped you?
So the ones you haven't had any communication with, it will have it.
Like pending or something?
Like, it'll just be a little bar at the top and you can, like, scroll through all of them. But then, like, you can also have your messages, that kind of, it's interesting.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
How much time do you spend on Tinder compared to, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
It depends what's boring or what's exciting or how I'm feeling.
Depends on the day. But
if I'm watching a romantic comedy, I might be on Tinder while watching this romantic comedy. Like, I'm feeling
lonely.
All the feels. But this guy wrote something about, like, dancing or something in his profile picture. And I sent him, we can dance if you want to, .. And then I sent him another one, .. We can leave your friends behind, .. So I was hoping he'd continue with the song.
And he didn't get it?
And he didn't get it, and he never replied. I was like, bro, that was awesome. I thought it was pretty awesome.
So you obviously made the right, you know, I mean, it's a good thing. He weeded himself out for you because he sounds like a wet blanket.
Right? And there's somebody that, like, did wine. So somebody made a profile for wine.
Oh, I would swipe right so fast.
They are 27. They're 3 miles away. And it says, even after a long day, you still want me inside you. It doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full. There's clearly room for more wine. I swear not to keep things bottled up. Wine not? Wine not? With a bunch of wine glasses.
That's really cute.
I wish you knew just how hard I swiped left on you. I think you meant right, but I thought that was funny.
Did you swipe right?
No. I don't have time for that.
Fun.
I don't have time for this. Freaking people. But where's the other one? I have a couple other ones saved that just crack me the hell up. You talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I'm actually curious just from like a safety standpoint about like, because I know it's like a thing that people use to like hook up and stuff. And then there was that story recently of that woman that was killed.
Yeah.
Mother of three, I think, yeah. Or something like that. 40 years old.
She went on a
girl.
Tinder date?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the guy like murdered her in his bathtub and then claimed that he didn't remember because he was intoxicated or something like that. And I don't know how intoxicated you have to get to do that kind of thing. But that makes me nervous because I know a lot of my friends use these things. And it made me like, I got that like sick feeling in my stomach. Mm-hmm. Like there are some people out there that are doing some messed up things. And like, I just want to keep all my friends safe.
Well,
especially if you're just trying to like do like a booty call or like a hookup.
No, they've been together for like I want to say like it was like 8 weeks before the incident happened. But
no,
I just meet in a public place. I just went on an online.
Well, what if
on
someone
Saturday?
Wants to have sex though? If that's like the whole goal. I mean, how are you going to have sex in a public place?
I mean, you're going to meet somebody anyway. They could be in a bar. Or they could be online. Just meet in a public place. Like no matter what. Yeah. I mean,
feel them
out. You can't really avoid it
if you're gonna know. Yeah, it's like
I feel like definitely after 8 weeks too you're gonna be back at his place or your place.
Yeah, and that's like, I think that's just a terrible thing that happened, but I don't just be smart, just use common sense.
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
In jail for life, do we know?
I don't think it's all panned out yet.
I thought he was convicted, but I don't remember how long or whatever.
He doesn't remember?
That's I think what he said.
He had a rap sheet before too. He was homeless. The guy's
domestic
story
violence,
was really
a little scary.
Yeah, it was really shady.
But that's also, you know, 8 weeks is okay, maybe you've gotten to know somebody, but still like they may have demons. Like you might not know somebody after 8 weeks, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but
just
be
safe out there, girls, cuz
still be doing the deed though.
Well, I mean, same with boys too.
It's probably so easy to kill someone. I mean, once they're in your freaking house, dude, if you're stronger than the bitch or something.
Or you catch them off guard.
Catch them off guard, stab, shoot. I don't know how he did it. Like, it's drug them. I don't know.
I'd like to see if anybody's done any like statistics on the increase of violence or anything like that since online dating.
Well, there was abuse or rape or anything like that. I'd be curious.
Because, you know, if you think about it, like when our parents grew up, they didn't have this constant information where it seems like now everybody's getting killed like 5 seconds because we have information
all the time. Is it because people are getting killed all the time or is it just, like you're saying, we just happen to be hearing more about it?
We have 24/7, excuse me. Hey. News content going constantly. So, you know, I mean, we just hear everything so much.
Everything is right there at your fingertips.
Exactly. Whereas back in the day, you heard the nightly news or you read the newspaper and that was about it. You didn't hop online and see what was going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had a date the other day. He's like, hey, let's go back to your place. I'm like, look, I think we would have fun because I'm vibing with you. I'm totally digging you. I think I would totally like to do this, but I don't want to have sex tonight. Like, it is really late and other reasons. I'm not I'm not down. And he's like, oh, I don't, you know, I get what you're saying, but are you sure? Like that kind of thing. Okay, that's kind of implying what's going on. That
she's kind on her period.
God damn it. Like when I was on the date, so I'm
short
like,
week.
I'm like, I'm not really down for that. He's like, well, that doesn't bother me. I'm like, no, bro, I don't want to do this. And like he kept implying that it doesn't bother him. I'm like, okay.
Like, but you're not listening. Yeah,
it bothers me. I don't care that it doesn't bother you. It bothers me.
It's a mess.
So this isn't gonna happen. So you're not coming over. Like, there's no point for you to come over to my house because I'm going right to bed. Like, no. And, like, he kept wanting to come over. I'm like, bro, you're kind of on my list now. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But, okay, so here's a funny one. Small business owner, athlete, enjoying a good time and some drinks. Or enjoying a good time in some drinks, sporting events, and outdoors. World traveler, dog guy, and I guess some cats. Live in, I'm not going to say where. I'm not as lame as my bio, haha. Side note. They call me al dente, you know, firm yet tender.
Wow. I like that.
I'm just like, bro.
Does he look firm but tender?
I don't know. I didn't save the pictures.
What a great line, man.
I thought that was hilarious. And then, because I can't find any of the other ones I've saved, so I'm going to go with the one that pissed me off recently. He's like, I live in blank, you know, from another state. Don't swipe right if you're not going to respond. Okay, that's fair. I have three kids. If me having kids sets you back in life, then move on. That's suck. I think he meant such. Suck a weak ass mind to have that I don't want anything to do with. Don't waste my time.
Ooh, that's
I'm like, butthurt. It is such really aggressive.
I know.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't think it is a weak mind to say, hey, look, I'm 26. I don't want to date you because you have three kids. That is a lot of baggage. I feel like I am pretty strong of a person to say, look, that is not what I'm looking for. You might be the greatest guy in the world, but you have this going on. I can't handle that right now. So please move on. For him to be that aggressive sounds like he's had a lot of women just tell him that and he just can't handle that rejection.
Yeah, he's going to be. And even someone who is totally down with kids would probably read that and just that attitude and be like, yeah, that's a little maybe not.
Off-putting, a little strong.
Yeah, definitely off-putting.
And like, I don't get why people, like men and women, why don't people get that? Like, some people just don't want to be with somebody who has kids. Like, it is not, like, you're acting like we're such bad people for not wanting that.
I could see, I guess, like, if I had a kid and people kept just judging me on it because I had a kid, I would, like, be pretty upset about it, actually.
But no,
like,
it is tough.
I feel like I would get upset, but I feel like my heart would just be upset.
Like, you'd be bummed out. Yeah, I understand being bummed out because it's a form of rejection. All kinds of rejection sucks and hurts.
Well, and it's one of those things where it's like, you're getting rejected, but like they're not even getting to know you. They're just basing it off, and you get it, but it's still, I think it's hard to swallow.
At some point, you get to know, you know, if you date someone with children, at some point, you get to know their kids and like build relationships with them too. And like, you know, that's for 90% of the people that have children, I would say that probably their greatest accomplishment in their life is their children, you know?
Yeah.
And so that would be kind of like a, and I don't have any kids, so I'm just assuming, but I think that would kind of be like a cut to the core a little bit of like, you know, this is like my most prized possession. Like, I love my children. And
yet you're getting so much rejection.
And I'm getting rejection because of something that I treasure so much, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I've dated one person with children. It's the guy that I'm currently, that I am dating. And he has two kids. And I remember thinking like, when we first started dating, Taryn 5 years ago would have never even considered dating someone, you know, with kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am right
now. And it's still, you know, it's still tough. Like, I mean, you share attention and affection and everything, you know, it's and the kids always, you know, the kids are going to come first, you know.
Always.
In every situation. So it's definitely something like if you're not ready for it now, it doesn't mean that it's something that wouldn't, you know, work
and
later.
Like, and like for me, like, I know I'm too young at this point in my life. I am too young to have that in my life. That is a lot of stress and drama that I don't have a lot of time in general in my life for an actual boyfriend, or much less like dates and stuff. So I can't imagine like, hey, I have to like go around trying to figure out my schedule, now your schedule on top of a child's schedule and then their mother's schedule. And sometimes
baby
it's not
baby mama drama.
And then sometimes there is baby mama drama. Like, I have my roommate Tahiti, we were talking about like single like parenting or like stuff like something along these lines. He's like, well, I don't get what's like, it's not that big a deal. I'm like, here's the thing, hun. Like, he has like a Brady Bunch family situation in the sense of Brady Bunch is not the right word. So his parents divorced. And they both married new people. They have no additional siblings. It is his brother and him, and they are full siblings. And his parents never had any more kids, and those people didn't have any kids with any other relationships, so no step parents or anything. And that family loves the hell out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to his mom's birthday, and his dad and his wife will come to her birthday, and they'll have birthday dinners all together, and they all love each other.
Yeah, that's like, really cool.
Like, which you don't like.
That's like a unicorn.
It blows my mind watching. I'm like, but you realize that doesn't happen with anybody. Yeah. Like, that it does not happen often. So it's like, I don't like, that's a lot of stress you're expecting someone to put on someone. Like, I understand. I think you are allowed to feel hurt because it does suck.
Yeah,
so like, get to know me. But when you're dating someone with kids, you're dating their children, too, in a sense. Even if you don't meet them for, like, a year or whatever, it's like, if when you break up, you're breaking their hearts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they get attached to you, and that's not fair. So that's not something you can enter lightly. And I don't feel like it's a weak thing. It's just something like, look, I know I can't do this. I don't
you
want
gotta
to do
be
this.
Like I said, you got to be ready for it. Because when I was younger, like I said, I never would have even considered dating someone with kids. But now that I'm, like, you know, older. And, like, do I want children of my own? Hell to the no. Like, I still, like, you know, need
you
to
want
figure
children?
Out. Well, I mean, not right now. Maybe
eventually.
Someday. In the future, but, like, not in the foreseeable future.
Oh.
I mean, I still can't even figure out how to feed myself sometimes, you know? Like, I don't know how to bring children into the world. But I love, you know, my boyfriend's kids are awesome. They're, you know, 16 and 13, so they're you know,
adult. Well, not they're adults, grown, but like
grown. They have like full schedules. Like they do their thing. I mean, they're grown up kids. But you know, I don't know what it would be like dating someone with like a 3-year-old or like you know, like three kids under six or
you'd
something
like
that.
You want to kick them all?
That would it's be, like, that oh, would
my
be
baby's
really
11
hard.
Months old. I'm like, I don't want to date you. That means like 11 plus 9 months ago, you were hooking up with this chick, and she might still. I don't know. You guys have weird. Nope. Not doing it.
Yeah.
Or no, I did one back when I was 21. I had a guy who was like almost 40.
Wham.
And like, and I was, and this is not like, so the cool thing I like about Tinder is that if you don't match with them, they can't talk to you, which is kind of cool. Like you can't talk to each other until you match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With other dating sites, they can just message you if they find you. Kind of like Facebook. If you're, you know, people on Facebook.
You can still direct message someone.
And he messaged me and I'm like, I have no interest. So I didn't reply. Like, just like, no. And eventually he's like, well, you know, why aren't you replying? I'm like, look, I got to be honest with you. I just can't. I see you have kids and I can't do that. He's like, well, my kid is just so amazing and so great and it's not a problem. There's just so, I'm like, no, I get they're probably the most amazing kid in the world, but they're like 10 and I'm 21. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a little.
And I'm like, I'm not at a place. And this guy was not attractive at all. Like, bro.
Let's get real. That's why you really didn't respond in the first place.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, exactly. I'm not attracted to you. Like, there's nothing wrong with being attracted to what you're attracted to.
Yeah.
Unless it's children or animals, then that's not good. And so I'm like, no, like, I just don't want to deal with baby mama drama or any of this. He's like, well, my kid's so well behaved and the mom's not in the picture. And he started getting mad at me. I'm like, well, screw you. You asked why I don't want to date you. That's
yeah. Here's
like, I'm
truth.
Telling you my truth and my opinion and you're, you know, Salem witch trials on my ass.
Speaking of like people being douches, I found this and I've been wanting to talk about it forever. And so I thought we can get through it real quick.
Okay.
It is called the Essential Guy Code Laws. So this is like guy code, like for dudes. And I want to see how many of these apply to us ladies or how many don't. Number one, player one. So when playing a video game, player one belongs to whoever owns the console.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Agreed.
Yeah. Because it's that's like how I think it was since you're a kid. Like that's who player one is. Or if you're the older sibling, you get to be player one.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Every facet of life.
Did I wouldn't know about that.
Aww.
I'm the younger sibling.
Aww. Poor little
baby. No wonder why I got shafted all the time.
My brother, once he got better at video games, he's like, I'm better, so I'm number one. I'm like, damn it. Number two, if a bro dies while lifting, put more weight on the bar than call 911. Like doing some lifts.
Okay, lifting.
Like lifting weights.
Put some weight to make him look more of manly?
Yeah.
Oh, that's basically. Funny. I feel like guys wouldn't do that for other dudes.
Like, I mean, depends. Like, if he died, though, if you're like, he is for sure dead. That is his head not attached to his body. Let's put some more weight on here.
Make him look like a broom. Yeah. Yeah.
Although I think you're tampering with, like, an evidence scene. So you probably don't want to do that. You might look like you killed
hands
him.
Hands off.
Why are your handprints on this machine?
I like how we're overthinking it, too.
I know. We're like, but the DNA samples.
Number three, shotgun is a responsibility, not a privilege. If you're sitting up front, you are not a passenger. You are a co-pilot.
I agree 100% with that because I love my dad dearly, but he is the worst passenger in the whole world. He's either sleeping or like reading the newspaper the whole time.
Tahiti
and I'm like,
Steve, my roommate, same
just
thing.
Talk to me or pick a song or whatever. We drove to the Mariners game and back on Saturday, and the way down he was a terrible passenger. The way home he was a lot better. But I'm just like, attention. Dad, pay attention to me. Talk to me. Let's have conversations.
Let's hang out.
All right, I gotta ask. So who gets to pick the music? The driver or the co-pilot? I always think it's the driver.
I think the driver gets to pick it, but the co-pilot is responsible for
putting it
navigating
in.
The songs.
But I think it's I'm always like, to be fair, especially if it's a long ride, it's like I'll pick a CD or an album or a couple of songs and then you pick something like it.
Kind of switch off a little bit.
It's like it's only fair.
I think that's fair too.
Number four, do not throw a friend under the bus to impress someone ever. You know, like some dudes are like, oh my God, like you're talking to a chick. It's like my bro Mikey here totally wet his pants last week when we got so drunk. It was so awful, you know. I think he tried to fart and it wasn't a fart, you know. Like you don't throw your bro under the bus ever.
Not just to impress someone, but ever. You should never throw your friend out.
Except I feel like throwing someone under the bus like maybe different than like other people.
I feel like, well, like, I think if it's like you're messing
different
around
lines
your,
for people.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's something like Sarah dropped her phone again in the toilet, guys, it was funny. She's just, damn it. But it's like, it's that playful.
So ratchet.
It's that playful, fun teasing. You're throwing someone under the bus in a fun way. But if it's something personal or.
Yeah, I mean, well, just earlier when you said you just didn't want to have sex and I knew you were on your period, but I was like, I'm going to say it. And then I'm like, well, maybe I won't. Maybe that's like. To, you know, and then I was like, well still... she pretty much gave it away anyway. So,
case in point, cats out of the bag.
And we're talking about it more. And we're talking about it more. Thank you, guys.
It was like a Nile River. The Red Sea. I'm sorry.
Number five. When offered a beer, accept it, even if it's not your brand. Your favorite brand of beer is free. Your second favorite is cold.
Yeah, but I freaking hate beer. That's the one alcohol that I just, like, I will accept nasty tequila, nasty, like, that is my jam. Like, dude, if you're going to buy me a drink, thank you. Mm-hmm. But with beer, that's like if someone gave me a beer, I'd be like, oh, you're so nice, thank you, and have us, and be like, I can't do it.
But then you'd give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I'd give it to someone else. That's, and I'd be like, really thank you, thank you. But like that for me would be really hard to get out.
Yeah.
Like Brad doesn't drink at all, and he gets shots bought for him, or maybe someone buys him a beer, and he always gives it to me. So I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Thanks, baby.
Oh, my God.
You got drunk Taryn to deal with now. Woo!
Oh, God. Poor guy. But even like I was at the Mariners game on Saturday, and one of our listeners found me in the crowd and brought me an IPA because he knows I'm an IPA snob, and like it's all I talk about all the time, and I blog about it and everything because I'm just an IPA whore. But he brought me an IPA, and I was like, that was the nicest thing ever. Like, he could have brought me a light beer of sorts that everyone else was drinking around me, but he brought me my specific favorite kind of beer.
That was really nice.
Shout out to Sean Snyder.
Thank you, Snyder.
Yeah, that was super cool. Like, ridiculously cool.
That's really awesome.
Number six for the guy code laws. If friend with truck assist you in moving, you shall reciprocate with a full tank of gas, beer, and pizza also.
That sounds like a lot.
Sexual favors.
Yes. I mean, I think a full tank of gas. Oh, beer and pizza are also accepted. So either beer and pizza or gas.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I agree with. I was like, wow, that's a lot of things.
I feel like if they helped you move far away, you should put gas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely.
Unless you have previously helped them move.
Yeah. We've been helping some friends move and kind of do like some slight remodels to their house. And they like give me alcohol and have bought me breakfast and cook for me. I mean, they're so gracious. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a nice thing to do. If someone helps you, you hit them back.
Yeah, most definitely.
Seven, if a bro dies, you delete his internet history. I think it's funny, but at the same time, I'm like, but what if he turns out to be like a Jared or something? They need to go into his computer or something. Why did you delete it? I'm like, I was just deleting his porn, man. I didn't realize he was into this.
Yeah.
Starting a whole, like, you know, Mr. Ed horse enum claw situation.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Mm. Eight, be polite around your buddy's lady friend, but when he asks you what you think, lay down the truth on him like a 10-ton slab.
Yeah,
so being like, don't be like, man, this bitch is crazy to her face. Just be like, dude, what do you think of my girl? It's like, look,
she's crazy.
I don't think she's good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Be honest is basically what it's saying, but be polite.
I wonder if guys ever actually even like, I don't know, guys are so chill. Yeah, she's cool, whatever. Like, even if they don't really like her, like,
bro, I don't think she's good for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How girls would be like, well, did you see what he would like was wearing? And then when he said, like, we like, you know, nitpick everything, and guys are like, yeah, she's a chick, she's hot. Cool.
She's got a nice rack, man.
But if they see something like for example, if you had a buddy that's kind of shy, but he makes a lot of money, and you start dating this girl who's clearly a gold digger, but he's just enamored by the fact that he's getting this attention, like, wouldn't you want?
Sometimes, I don't know. Would guys point that out or just be like, dude, the tang's good?
Well, I feel bad for, if a guy makes money and he dates anyone, I think someone's going to assume that she's a gold digger. And that's not really fair to the girl.
But there's like gold digger qualities. Like, they've been dating for 3 weeks and she demands jewelry or like fancy gifts or like,
well,
I want
to have a
yeah. I know it probably
I demand
happens.
Fancy gifts on the second date. So.
But to be fair, a fancy gift for you is a box of wine. Let's be honest.
So true.
Some gum, maybe?
A pack of gum, not because the first date is a stick of gum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You guys know me too well.
I love you so much. Number nine, unless it's super busy, there must always be a one urinal buffer between men in a restroom. That does not apply to us.
I don't know. Go straight next to a person and just stare.
You got
to
use the same urinal.
Looking good, bro.
Happy Monday to you.
Well, the Lord was generous with you.
Can I borrow some?
Yeah. Do you need help shaking it off?
Oh, my God.
Number 10. If you shake with a limp hand, you are acknowledging non-verbally to me that I am in charge, even if we had just met. Oh, that, nope. Yeah, I'm the boss now.
I'm the man.
Or when I go to someone and shake someone's hand, I like make sure I like flex my bicep. Mm-hmm. Like, I make sure it's like, you feel it!
But I don't like to crush, but it's like web to web.
But it's like, I like put my bicep in there to like...
Just like...
flex.
Somehow
gotta give it a good
the
one.
Power.
You know
so
who
it
I've heard?
Feel
you know
like,
who
woo.
I've heard has the dead fish handshake?
Yeah.
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. I guess he just has like this limp little wrist, but then he shreds on guitar like a mother.
I wonder if he just like my fingers are like
I'm
I don't
saving
wanna,
it for the delicate. For the show,
or it's like I don't want to touch you, peasants.
Maybe he just really wants everyone to kiss his hand.
Please
you
kiss
know?
My hand.
I should like that. If we ever meet him, that should be our rule. Like if he does that, be like, oh, sorry, sir.
You know what? I'm gonna do that. I paint in the grass this year when we get to meet somebody backstage, like a guy. I'm just gonna take his hand and kiss it. Like if it's David Draymond from Disturbed, I'm gonna be like, oh my god, or Scott Ian from Anthrax, I'll just take it.
Thank you.
That would be so goddamn hilarious.
But what's funnier, if you give him remain eye contact the entire time, or just do it like, oh, okay.
Get down on your knees and kiss his hand like, thank you, my lord.
My lord of darkness.
Thank you, your grace.
You would be my hero if you did that.
I'm totally doing it now. It's a thing.
All right. I kind of like this next one. Number 11. If you and your buddy are having a threesome with a girl, so two dudes and a girl, you can't look at each other in the eyes. But if you happen to accidentally look at each other in the eyes, you have to high five.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
so
I, would,
yeah.
I was waiting for the high five in there somewhere.
Like, there you go, bro. Be. This devil's so three-way is awesome.
Funny.
This is happening.
All right. So this is even funnier. I think it's gross. Or, no, like dirtier and dirtier. So number 12 is the three-person concept of watching adult. There's a three-person concept of watching adult video. So one guy watching a video is cool. Like if you're watching porn, you're cool. Three guys watching a video is cool, too. Two guys watching adult videos are not cool.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because then it's like there's two people probably in the porn. So it's like, well, we might as well just practice what they're
right.
doing.
Yeah, that would be a little.
I don't even know. Three guys watching it, too, would be weird.
That's a little,
why
yeah.
do you guys
like,
watch
well, I think
porn
there's
together?
More commentation. Like, whoa, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That kind yeah. of
thing. Maybe.
Especially, like,
know.
I think it, maybe if it's like a porn parody, like the Batman porn parody or something, or if
yeah.
something unique about it. Like, hey, I filmed this like 70s porno, whatever, VHS. Let's watch it. Like, I did that once in high school where we're watching like 70s porn.
Mm-hmm.
It was very awkward.
Well, I just think it's funny that you would want people with you to watch porn anyway. Like,
because you can't do anything.
Because you can't do anything. Like, and if I'm going to watch it by myself, you know, I want to be
yeah.
able to.
Yeah, because then you're like, now I'm really turned yeah. on.
But you don't want to have like some like, okay, you
do?
Need to go now.
It's like, okay, well, like, we're going to go to different bathrooms for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's weird. That just seems a little bit strange.
Then you're in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
So number 13, all groceries go from the vehicle to the house in one trip. It does not matter how many bags there are.
Yeah, dude, I
do
that.
I do that.
Or I try. Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm all
unless,
about like
unless,
all mm-hmm.
the
fun. Oh, yeah.
Unless there's booze in those bags.
You got to be careful.
Like, I will come back for the booze. Or do
the booze
first, yes. 14, under no circumstances may two men share an umbrella.
No, that's cute, though.
First of all, in Seattle, we don't have umbrellas anyway.
Yeah.
The
you
only
know?
Time umbrellas are acceptable
on.
Is if you are like going to like a wedding or your hair's did.
Mm.
Ooh.
And you don't want to get your hair wet. Because that's like, I had a big old umbrella once. Like, I got my hair did all pretty. I was wearing a nice dress and heels. Like, I'm bringing this stupid umbrella because it was pouring.
Go ahead.
Oh, I feel like if your buddy has an umbrella and then you're just like walking next to him outside of the umbrella, just getting drenched, you're a dumbass. And I'd be like,
I feel like either both of you should be drenched or don't use the umbrella.
Yeah. I'm just not an umbrella. I mean, I have an umbrella. The only time I ever use it is when I go, if I take my dogs out in the middle of the night or something like that and it's raining. That's all.
I know.
But I think, you know, we're pretty hip to the rain around here, so there's a lot of like rain jackets and hoodies and things of that nature. I don't think an umbrella is necessary anyway.
We rough and tough it, man.
Oh yeah, don't mess with Seattle.
And the last one on the list, there are specific rules to the head nod when greeting another male. If you know them, nod up. If you don't, nod down.
Like
oh,
this.
So like, let's say like
up.
Hey, like so if you know them, nod up. Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Orale, what's up, man? If you don't know them, you're like, hey. Like almost like a bow. It's like when you nod down, it almost feels like a bow, like a slight,
like
bow.
Almost like an acknowledgement.
Yeah, just that little kind of
like
head nod,
like a like, what's up.
I think I've done like if I like try to keep that in mind. See if you notice yourself doing that. Because I'll do that when like your friends, like let's say Taryn's talking to somebody I don't know, and you're like, oh okay, cool, and like you're like, bye Taryn, you're like, okay, like bye person. I'm like, head nod down.
I just think I usually just do like a wave. I don't know. I don't know if I ever. I feel
two
like
thumbs up.
I feel like such a like. Let me. I don't know how much I really should cock it. You know, I don't know if I can pull it off.
But I mean, like, if I saw you down the hall or whatever, be like, hey, what's up? Head up. Hey, person.
Hey,
I know.
I'd probably be like, hey.
I'd be like, sup, homie. I do that with dudes, I think. I don't know. But tell us what you guys think. Do you guys think these are good essential guy code laws? Do they apply to women? Do you have any code for women or other codes do you think that should be on this list? Same with weird things like you've done with breakup or things you hate about freaking online dating, like on their profiles.
You know what I hate is on Facebook where it's like, they do the time hop and it's like 8 years ago and it's like a picture of you with your ex and you're like, I thought I deleted all of these. Dude, why are they here ruining my life?
I had that on my, because I had a Vicky Barcelona Facebook page for a minute. Now I have a fan page because I exceeded the amount of friends I could have.
Oh, she's so popular.
I met like 5,000 friends.
Too many friends.
So I was like, just go like my fan page, please.
Oh my God.
But then like I like before I deleted, like a couple weeks before, it's like pictures of my ex. Like, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh.
I'm like, hide.
Yeah.
Same ex that like I saw at the show that I went and did the makeup. I'm like, eh.
Or like that I was still saying. Have pictures of like everything on my Facebook.
I deleted everything.
So I don't know. I just like, I don't know. It's there.
I went through and deleted
there,
everything.
Man.
Like the one things that are still living on my Facebook page are tag pictures. There's like,
oh yeah,
three tagged of my last boyfriend, and that's it. Like, I don't post anything really on my personal page.
I just
page.
Never put anything up
I
there.
I never post.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. I just don't put anything up there. I've never put any of my ex-boyfriends up there, ever.
Wow, they were not special then.
Nope, none of them were.
Like, honey, no,
honey, we've been together for 20 years. When are you going to put that we're in a relationship?
Yeah. That's just not a priority in my life to make everybody else, you know, aware of what we're doing.
Well, I'm not going to identify exactly who this person is, but someone in my life recently went through a breakup and they'd been with this person for a long time, like years and years and years. And the female... they had kind of established this thing where they weren't going to post like a bunch of pictures on Facebook and stuff. So she posted a picture of them, like her sitting on his lap, like a really cute thing, like around a bonfire or something, adorable picture. He deleted it from his timeline, like hid it or like got rid of it. And it ended up kind of starting like this fight. Like, are you ashamed of me? Are you? And then you looked
like
at,
when they were together.
Yes. And then you looked at when you looked back at his page, it looked like he was a single man, and it looked like he was trying to appear to be a single man.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you know, how do you guys feel about that?
Oh, if I put a picture up and tagged my boo or something and he deleted it, I would get pissed.
So that's what I said. I'm like, that's some serious BS.
Like, if that's you're my actual
shady,
boyfriend,
that's
yeah.
weird, that's, yeah.
When
I
looked at, like, the profile picture
it.
And, like, his about section, I'm like, this guy is straight up trying to look like he's single, which I think is shady as F.
Yeah, that's
low. Oh, yeah, and deleting the picture, like, there would be
well,
no
these are people. These people
that.
Are in their 40s. Like, these aren't, like, you know, this isn't like a 20-year-old playboy. This is a grown-ass man acting a fool.
Okay, that's a little weird for the age thing. Yeah.
I was like, good for you. Like, time to
sounded
separate
still
from
like
this
a
guy.
Playboy, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did they ever figure out, like, if he was or why'd they break up? Just cause.
I don't really know. I think it was kind of like a long time
like,
coming
thing.
Like, it had been like several months of not
well,
working
out.
Well,
if you delete my picture, then
that was it.
Well, that would be a huge red flag for
me.
Oh,
I feel like I would call him out and then be like, okay, well, now you need to, like, make us your profile picture or, like, make it very, like, I have a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, none of my ex-boyfriends really did the Facebook thing or the social media thing in general. I've never, like,
which is actually
come
a good
across
thing,
any
I
of
think.
These issues. I, like, just frankly just don't care.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
feel bad. I'm like, I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So.
My favorite thing, though, in the world, so I have a buddy that we have a thing where we hook up, like, maybe 2 or 3 times a year. And it's just, like, a fun thing we do sometimes. Like, we just don't see each other very often. So, like, we're like, hey, we haven't actually hung out in a while. Let's go have some drinks and have a couple hours of a lot of fun. And when we're done, cool. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
See,
see you in
whenever.
October.
See you whenever. Like, whenever, like, and we both know we see other people and we have other partners and stuff. We're both safe and clean and all that good stuff. But I was noticing, like, shortly before he had called me, hit me up again last time, this girl was posting stuff like, look what he got me for Christmas and tagged it. And, like, she took a picture of, like, him and his pet. And it's just like, and she wrote something about, like, a family. Like, oh, happy family or something, the three or whatever. I think she posted with her pet, too. So it's like, oh, one big happy family. And so when he was hitting me up, I'm like, dude, what's going on here?
I see you have a family.
I'm like, I'm seeing, like, you got this. And she was pretty. She was real pretty. Pretty much.
This happened fast, but.
I'm like, when this all happened, like, because that happened last week. And, like, you know, she just posted that last week. Like, what's going on here, bro? Like, I don't want to get in the middle
you
of
you
don't
want to be that girl. Yeah.
You don't want to be that girl. And he's like, no. She wanted to claim me. Like, she wanted to put her, like, mark on, like, this one's mine, even though we're not official, but we hang out and we have all this other fun stuff. And I think part of the reason he hit me up was because he was kind of like, he's just like, nope, we're done. We're stopping this. And he's like, I want to hook up with somebody else. Hey!
Yay.
My old buddy, Vicky. But I thought that
good
was...
good times!
I thought that was funny as hell. But this has actually been quite a long podcast today.
I know! We got a lot covered.
About an hour and a half, almost.
My parking is expired.
All right, so we should probably get going. But yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny, too. It's
that
like
is.
That crazy people will do that. Like, this is mine! Tag, 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 tag! Look at all the fun stuff we're doing! He's mine!
I own him. I will piss on this territory.
Yes.
I feel like I will let that one slide.
Sarah. Okay.
So just be safe out there on your social media dating, you know, yeah. adventures.
And don't be a douche. Don't wear white sunglasses. Sense.
Yeah, no white sunglasses.
No white sunglasses.
And limit the muscle pics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't need to flex all the time.
All right. Well, happy Tindering and swiping, yo.
Bye. Bye.